ABC News.
One advocacy organisation for older Australians says aged care residents must be asked if they consent to having the COVID-19 vaccine. Aged care workers and residents are among those at the front of the queue for COVID vaccines, as people in older age groups are much more susceptible to serious complications from the virus. We learnt that very early on in Australia. The Older Persons Advocacy Network says it's not good enough to allow family members to make the decision for aged relatives. Here's what the network CEO, Craig Gear, told us a little earlier today.
Look, it's not about it's people deciding with an older person and working with the older person to actually understand their wishes and preferences and to work with them to have a conversation about whether the vaccine's right for them. I think a lot of older people will take the vaccine. They're used to having smallpox vaccines. They're used to the flu vaccine. They've been the champions of vaccines over the generations. So it's not about them not taking the vaccine. We're really strongly encouraging the vaccine. But it is about having a conversation. And even with those with cognitive decline or some dementia, you can still have that conversation and work from the principles of supported decision-making to ask them, what would you like to do? What have you done in the past? And finding out that way so that it was a joint consent process, but keeping the older person and their choices and preferences right up front.
So even if that person has dementia, having spent a little time in dementia wards in recent years, I couldn't help but wonder about the capacity of some there to understand the question, let alone give an informed answer.
Yeah, and there are techniques that can do that. We're talking about, there's this virus around, that sort of thing. Would you like an injection to prevent that or prevent getting sick? Those sorts of things. The other thing that you need to take into account is that people's track record, I suppose, have they had vaccines in the past or before the cognitive decline came to that level, where did the person say they wanted to around their life trajectory and those sorts of things? There will be some times when someone who is allocated as the medical power of attorney or enduring guardian will make the decision as well. But that has to be an informed decision based on what we know about the person's history and wishes and preferences.
Do you think there's potential for conflict that the aged care residents might say one thing but relatives say another?
Look, I think that's the case, and that's probably a time to talk to the aged care provider or talk to the general practitioner and think about what's right for you. There'll be some people who want to have the vaccine, and there might be family members that say don't. Older people are telling us that they want to get back out and do normal things. They've been so heavily impacted by COVID and the restrictions. And so partly of this is having the conversation. And the time to start the conversation's now, because the vaccine's coming, and that's a great thing. What it is needing, though, is for people to start having the conversations now, so that when they're asked to say, well, do you want this in the consent, and particularly in residential aged care, when these in-reach teams are coming, that we've got that work done already, and that makes it a smoother process for those who want the vaccine.
And you think there'll be other cases where the power of attorney held by relatives would apply?
Absolutely. So there is a really privileged position. It's often talked about, I have power of attorney over my mother. No, that's not the case. And Dr. Kay Patterson, who's our Age Discrimination Commissioner, talks about it. No, it's a privileged position where you are working on behalf of that person at the direction and in line with their wishes and preferences. And families are really good at that, and I think they know some of the things that older people will want. But it's sitting down and just taking that and putting the lens on of, I'm working with this person on their behalf rather than doing this to them.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, hasn't ruled out making the jab compulsory for aged care workers in the future, but says at this stage they won't be forced to get the vaccine. But Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese has strongly indicated that the vaccines should be compulsory for residents and workers in aged care facilities. Here he is.
People who work in aged care now have to, like a whole range of professions, have to have inoculations against the flu. Common sense should apply here.
Where do you stand on that, Craig?
Yeah, So I don't want to get into the politics of it, but I suppose I can understand the angst around should we make it mandatory now or not. I think it's too early. I think that we need to get the vaccine out there. We need to strongly encourage the vaccination program and support that, and then take the time to then pause and have a look at it and think about, is this working? Australia's got a really good history of high uptakes of vaccination when people have the information. So that's what we're calling for, is people to have the information they need in the way that they can understand so they can make informed decisions. So it's something for us to keep looking at, though.
Is getting that information about to get, or did just get, a bit harder? Government information pages have apparently been included in Facebook's ban on all news content in Australia. It's blocking Australians from either looking at or sharing local and international news in response to the government's proposed media bargaining laws, asking them to pay extra money. The Bureau of Meteorology, police and health departments look to be caught up in this. What's the effect for you?
Well, it's not only them, it's us. We're charities, and we're now blocked. We've got all our members who are charities working on the ground for 30 years to support older people, who have now been blocked from posting, and our websites, our Facebook pages, which is a really key channel for us to get our information and let older people know that they're supported, to give them information so they can make decisions. So we're independent of government, and we're not able to get information out to older people. I don't think it's appropriate.
So Facebook have gone a bit far in their definition of news, or the action they've taken?
Absolutely. I mean, this is about getting community organisations, getting information out to their networks, to people, so that they can make choices about a vaccine.
What do you want the government to do in response?
We will be raising this with the government, and they need to raise these issues, and it's up to them to work with this social media provider to work out a better way for this to be managed.
That appears to be what they're doing. Older Persons Advocacy Network CEO Craig Gear.